Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Hoard. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. And the second half of the season for the Bengals begins on Sunday. They are 3-5 this year. They are heading to Nashville to take on the 5-3 Tennessee Titans. Butch, as we know, the offensive line has had a rough go of it through 8 games this season. And to make matters worse, they've lost one of their starters. The news came down on Wednesday that Jake Fisher will miss the rest of the season for an illness. So the Bengals now know that Cedric Obuehi will be a left tackle and Andre Smith will be a right tackle, barring injury.
I mean, that's really the only saving grace from it, and we give our best to Jake, and the Bengals are pretty confident that he'll be back next year. But right now, they've got to get through they got to get through Sunday in Tennessee, and maybe the best thing going for them is that maybe the rotation is now off, and they will line up Obuehi at left, like you said, and Smith at right, and go with it. You know, people forget. I mean, Andre Smith was a starter on 6 playoff teams here. So, he's pretty solid. He gives them, the youth movement is suddenly nipped in the bud when you have something like that happen at Jake. You know, they have to come back and get Eric Winston, who's a proven backup, 34 years old. Andre's 30, but you have to get through the season. And it's going to be a tough one with Dick LeBeau staring at him.
Dick LeBeau, 80 years old in his 59th consecutive year in the NFL, obviously a great assistant coach both here in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and still going strong with the Tennessee Titans.
You know, the best way for this line to get their feet on the ground is obviously to run the ball. Well, guess what? They haven't been able to run the ball all year, and this is not a good day to try and do it because Charles Richard LeBeau has been very stingy against his old team. He was the head coach here, as we know, at the beginning of the century. But he also coordinated the Steelers in 26 games against the Bengals. The Bengals have had 2 100-yard days, bookended by Rudy Johnson in 04 and Jeremy Hill in 14. Nothing in between. And this is the first time they've faced him when he's not with the Steelers. And my nugget, Dan, I'll give you is that he's in his 59th year in the league. The Bengals starters, as they line up on the depth chart on offense, have a combined 55 years in the league. So Andy Dalton gets to clash wits with one of the best.
And one of the guys who's having a great year for that Dick LeBeau defense is a second-year safety I'm guessing most people haven't even heard of, named Kevin Byard. 6 interceptions already this season, plus a fumble recovery. That's 7 takeaways or one more than the Bengals have on defense as a team.
Yeah, he's got the first guy in like 8 years. He's got five interceptions in the last 2 games. So clearly there's a red light for Andy Dalton. They're going to be on the road. It's going to be a tough one. Probably decided by a turnover. And this guy's flying all over the place. And this is what a Dick LeBeau safety does. We remember that the germ of the zone blitz. What was the call? Fulcher to stay. David Fulcher, the Bengals' 3-time Pro Bowl safety. So, obviously, he's had Polamalu in Pittsburgh, Fulcher here. So this guy's flying around. Dick will give him every opportunity to make plays, and they've got to be careful that Andy doesn't throw one or two to him.
By and large, throughout the Marvin Lewis era, one of the strengths of the Cincinnati team has been special teams. Very solid. Typically, Darren Simmons does an excellent job. No coach has greater attention to detail than he does. But in recent weeks, the Bengals have been hurt by some big gaffes on special teams.
Yeah, not only that, they've come at key parts of the ball game. In Pittsburgh, they got burned by a fake punt in a key part of the ball game that basically salted away. And then last week in Jacksonville, a 63-yard punt return made it 23-7 and basically put it out of reach early in the fourth quarter. Like you said, very uncharacteristic, going into the game. Now we know that somebody other than Antonio Brown can return a punt against Kevin Huber. Best thing about it was Kevin didn't break his jaw on that one, so which is what happened the last time they had a punt returned on him in Pittsburgh. But that's it. Huber, he's given up 3. I mean, until Sunday, that's all he'd given up was 3 to Antonio Brown. And I think, Darren talked about it this week. It's a young club. He's got a young group there. Cody Core, who looked so good 2 weeks ago, I think he forced 4 fair catches. He didn't make the tackle. He didn't make the initial tackle. That's a young player. They got high hopes for him in that position. And that's the stuff you have to live and learn. And it's really, it shows you how solid they've been, because when they have a stretch like this, it's so noticeable. You'd think it would happen more because there's so much churning at the bottom of the roster that special teams is the one that takes the hit right away. So, you know, you figure, knowing how good Darren is, that better be it, or else there's going to be some guys sitting.
Tennessee is very solid on special teams. Their kicker, Ryan Succop, holds the NFL record for most consecutive field goals under 50 yards. He hasn't missed a 50-yarder in forever. Or, I beg your pardon, one under 50 yards in forever. Their punter, Brett Kern, averaging more than 50 yards a punt. And they've got a rookie return man, their first-round draft pick out of USC, Adoree Jackson, who's among the NFL leaders in punt returns. He's had two punt return touchdowns called back due to penalty this year. So look out for Adoree Jackson.
I think, you know, everybody's talking about 2012. They went 3-5. They're 3-5 now. You kind of get a blank stare on that one because, you know what, life goes fast in the National Football League. There's only 13 guys left from that 2012 team that turned it around and went 7-1 down the stretch. So these guys are going to have to do it on their own.
All right. It's the Bengals and Titans Sunday at 1 o'clock in Nashville. For Jeff Hobson and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Horde. Thanks for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.